Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, thanks for joining us. And if you are a new listener joining us, let's say, on 1580 the Fanatic in Phoenix, this is the good, the bad, and the dumb. This is where we give you the good, bad, and the dumb. It could be anything from pop culture to sports to whatever. And we get the good of the day. What is it, Ron Culver?
The good of the day. This is across the pond. You got to head a little east.
We got to go all the way across the pond. We couldn't find anything good in the good old U.S. of A.
Nah, not this good.
All right.
Not this good.
You already went there for Wrexham.
I did, and I'm sticking with soccer, so sue me.
All right. A little more.
Across the pond.
When in doubt, go soccer.
That's right. The English Premier League team, Tottenham, made a trip to Newcastle over the weekend, where both these teams are in the top five, and they're both vying for that fourth spot right now to make the Champions League, you know, the season-long European tournament. And Tottenham went up there and just got a shellacking. They ended up losing this game 6-1, but that's not even the sad part or the bad part. The bad part of this
was... Are we doing bad?
No, we're doing good.
Okay.
Because the bad part of that game was that they allowed 5 goals in the first 20 minutes of the game.
All right, still not feeling the good yet.
So where the good comes in is Tottenham felt so bad that that happened that to any of its supporters that traveled to Newcastle, that made the trip, Tottenham's outside of England, Newcastle's up near Scotland, or Tottenham's outside of London, I should say, not England, and Newcastle's up near Scotland, that they are reimbursing them their travel expenses.
Terrible idea. Terrible idea.
I love it.
Terrible idea. No, I love it, but it's
oh no, it opens
exactly
it opens a terrible door.
What we have said about Lamar Jackson's guaranteed contract, right?
Yeah.
If you're the first one to do it, everyone looks at you and said, "Don't you dare. Don't you dare." The second one that does it, then it becomes the norm, right? This if another every fan of every team across the globe now is going to go, by the way, I flew round trip to see you play and hotel, meals, and tickets all cost.
Well, I mean, you've seen the lady who sent a letter to Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, she wants
$3,800 back.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, I know you said you reimbursed the tickets, but what about all the rest of the stuff I had?
Exactly.
And I got to ask her a question because I'm wondering how many people were in a group to run up a bill that big at Cracker Barrel.
No kidding. No kidding.
Like, I didn't know Cracker Barrel served fine wine.
But that's very, to be honest with you, that's really dangerous. It really is dangerous because you really, they better be careful with that. You can do it and it sounds fun. But you have to make it clear we're only doing it this one time. Because you don't want people going, I thought that's what you were going to do from now on. No, we only did it this one time because we were embarrassed. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I went out and bought all this stuff because that's what you did to these people. And all the other soccer clubs must be going, what are you thinking? We're not giving refunds and paying for people because they got embarrassed on the road. What's wrong with you? No matter how much we're favored by, what's wrong with you? We're not giving refunds out. Oh, but what an idea. Can you imagine if you went, it's almost guaranteeing a win. Either we win or you get your money back. That's wild. That's great. I would travel all over the country if I had
know.
That. If the Steelers offered me that, I'd be everywhere they played, keeping my receipts. Oh, sorry, you lost the yet another West Coast game. Here we go. Thanks. And here you can
here's
send
your
the
tickets. Here's your, concessions that, I mean, would you feel fully free to say, you know what? Order one of everything off the menu. Go ahead.
What a dumb idea.
I know. Because we'll see how it plays out.
That's the great thing about sports. You can't. I think this is like George Clooney offering refunds for Batman Returns.
And I think what it is, isn't it because they just lost the game? It was because they got, you know, absolutely embarrassed.
So what?
I know. Hey, I'm just saying that's what makes this situation unique for Tottenham. I mean, because every team loses.
Yeah.
But it was the fact that they allowed 5 goals in 20 minutes.
So what's the parameter now?
I guess if you allow 5 goals in 20 minutes, that's the parameter.
Is that the new parameter? Oh, goodness. That is a wild story.
Yeah.
So, I tell you, the first NFL team that does that, they're gonna remove them as owners the next day.
Exactly. Yes.
Exactly. If Jim Irsay is like, all right, I'm giving Colts fans refunds because we got embarrassed down in Tampa. You just send us your check. If you travel to see us play. And every owner would be like, thanks for all the years, Irsay family, but
see, I enjoy
leaving the league.
I just realized something that, you know, I gave you my good. We kind of spun it bad. I'm going to give you my bad, which you could probably spun as good.
All right, let's do it.
So the bad of the day is that the Pirates spent money.
They did.
Brian Robinson. That's his name, right?
Brian Reynolds. Brian Reynolds played for Vanderbilt, and he's a Nashville kid.
Yes, and he just got paid 8 years, yeah. $100+ million. Where the bad comes in is because now this leaves only three teams left in Major League Baseball that have not spent $100 million on one player.
It's a great deal. You know what it does? It reminds people of there are the canaries in the coal mine when it comes to finances of baseball have always been like these teams have money. They act like they're poor, but they're not poor. You act like these small market teams don't have money for one or two players. They do. And then the Pirates come out and they spend $100 million. And then people go, you know what? They do. And now you want that from the Rays and the Royals and the Athletics who are playing baseball as, you know, with salaries that are nowhere near everybody else. That's a reminder. I did this really interesting thing with my wife last night because we were at the dinner table when that news broke. And that was a local story here in Nashville because he's a Nashville kid
who
played for Vanderbilt. So she goes, $100 million, huh? And I go, yeah. And I said, you know what? I said, think about this for a second. I said, she doesn't know much about the business of sports. I said, that guy sat at a table and they gave him a piece of paper and he got a pen and he took the pen and he put his signature on a piece of paper. And when he completed the signature, he had generational wealth.
Yeah.
And she went, really? And I went, he gets all of that money no matter what happens to him. And it could hurt. They could release him. They could send him home. He gets that money. They may not want him anymore. Doesn't matter.
They may say, hey, owed
that money.
They may go, hey, times are tough. We can't do it in 8 years. Do you mind if we spread it out over the next 25?
Yeah, they could spread it out over 25 years and give him $1 million a year, $5 million a year, whatever. He gets $108 million?
I think it's $108 million. Yeah. 8 years, $108 million.
$108 million.
And only in baseball do they do this.
Forever. That's what he gets. He gets it no matter what.
Yeah.
It's like, really? I go, yep. I said, just by signing his name, his great-grandchildren will now launch themselves into the world as millionaires.
My question to you, because where the bad comes in, because it leaves three teams that have not yet pulled the $108 million trigger.
Tampa Bay Rays? Let me guess.
Yeah, I wanted you to guess.
Tampa Bay?
Nope.
No?
No.
Did they ever give $100 million?
Probably As Arena.
Well, maybe true. Royals.
Royals are one.
Okay. A's.
Of course.
Why was I hesitant?
Why was that not your first one?
And the Miami Marlins.
No, Miami, I guess, has too.
Oh, well, they gave Giancarlo Stanton that money. I'm sorry. They gave Giancarlo Stanton the money that the Yankees picked up. So, stupid me.
And that was that's worth it.
Give me the third one.
I was a little shocked by this.
Not the Twins. They just gave Carlos Correa money.
Yeah,
I was flying around the league as quickly as possible. Yeah,
I was shocked by this though. It's the White Sox.
The White Sox have never done that. I never would have got it.
I thought, haven't they had big name players, or they just let them go? I guess they just let them go all the time, right?
No, they just let them go.
I mean, nobody from the World Series run that they had in the early 2000s.
Yeah, no, they.
Just let them move on.
$100 million is relatively new thing.
I guess so.
So it's not like It's not. It wouldn't have been like 20.
But I feel like in this era, $100 million. How quickly did this happen to us? Where $100 million almost feels affordable and cheap.
Well, A-Rod's contract was 10 years, $250 million.
Right, but that was a long time ago. But I'm saying, like, now we're in the era of, like, you know, $300 million, $300 million, $300 million plus.
Yeah, when was $100 million?
You see, 8 years, $100 million. You're almost like, Pirates, you guys got a deal.
There must have been $100 million contracts 20 years ago.
Right.
I mean, yes,
of course. Before A-Rod got his 10-year $250 million,
because we're thinking like we're at the 300s now for superstars,
right?
Like we're talking like 300, 350. We're only talking $100 million.
Was it? We've gone to 400, right?
Have we?
I feel like we have.
No,
we'll have to look it up. But so, I mean, Shohei. Everyone's predicting like 500, 600.
I don't know. Maybe we had.
Maybe we haven't gotten to 400 yet.
So. All right, we'll continue. We got the dumb coming up.
We got the dumb, which I'm glad we're saving a segment for.
All right, it's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we're continuing the good, the bad, and the dumb. By the way, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's. Philip on Twitter, if the Jets were to do that, we said drafting a first-round quarterback. I'd buy a jersey of that quarterback draft night. I would too, man.
Yes.
If the Jets ever made that stupid play, I would want to remind them of that forever. All right, let's get to the dumb of the day.
Yeah.
We did figure out Wander Franco got a 9-figure deal from Tampa Bay.
Yes, he did.
And Mike Trout did get over $400 million. So
that's the only one so far until Shohei does it.
I feel terrible that I forgot that Mike Trout was a $400-plus million player.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what am I going to do? You know why? He's not on when I want to watch baseball. And I never see him in October.
Oh, sick burn.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but truth hurts.
Terrible. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Well, I mean, do you hear the song in the background?
Yes.
All right. Tell me, stop me if you've heard this one before, Tony.
Okay.
There's a certain team that wants to build a new or renovate their current stadium.
Oh, boy.
And they want to do it with publicly funded money.
Of course.
But the public, a.k.a. also known as the mayor, has already shot that deal down. So for one city... in particular, it could be a nightmare scenario all over again.
So this is what sport was this again?
This would be the NFL.
NFL?
Yes.
So who's playing in a crappy stadium? All right. Who is
Do you know why I'm playing this song?
No.
You know what the name of the song is?
No.
Cleveland Rocks.
Oh, Cleveland Rocks. Okay, I was trying. I could hear it in the background, but I didn't hear it. Cleveland wants a new stadium? I thought their stadium was awesome.
No, I guess apparently not. I guess they were wanting to go dome.
Oh, that I'm telling you. I just did the story on the Nashville team.
This is
why the Titans and the city of Nashville. This is why the city of Nashville is paying close to $2 billion to help fund this stadium and the surrounding area.
It's very, very early on, right? But the Haslams want a publicly funded stadium. They want they want to build a dome, or they want to renovate their current stadium.
Super Bowl.
They want a Super Bowl. They want the draft. They want it all.
Yep.
They want it all.
Yep.
And the public obviously has already came out and said, nah, we're not really going to fund you a stadium, Haslams. You guys are worth like $4 or $5 billion.
Nope. You haven't given us anything from this franchise. Franchise has been a waste of time since coming into this league again in 99.
Obviously, it's way too early to say it, but could the Browns be on the move again?
I don't think they'd be on the move.
Would you have said that one with Art Modell?
That's true. That's true. Art Modell ran into the same problem.
He did.
Art Modell, for people who don't remember this, the city of Cleveland at the time, and we're talking 90s, they built the Cavaliers a new place. They built what was then Jacobs Field. Remember that for the Indians?
Oh, yeah.
At the time. And they built the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Modell wanted money for renovations to the stadium. Didn't even want his own a new stadium. I mean, I think he pitched an idea of a new stadium, but was just like, just give me some millions of dollars to renovate this one, and he didn't get it. And he was renovating the stadium himself. And again, because these NFL properties are so important, Baltimore was like, well, we just lost a team years ago to the when the Colts left. We'll give you a brand new crib. You can come here and play. And they went, okay. All right, yeah, the city of Cleveland's going nowhere. So you might be onto something where the Haslams go, are we doing this again?
Yeah.
We're asking you for help, and you guys will say no.
And here's my thing, right, because I look at it this way. This current Browns team, and we're going to separate it. I know the Browns own the history. You know, right. the history belongs to Cleveland. But this current team, would you really miss it?
No, you'd miss. You would just go here. You could have.
I mean, that's the sad thing about this, right?
Right.
I mean, first of all, you know, what do we know about the Browns? There's a jersey hanging in some art shop somewhere in Cleveland that has, you know, way too many names on it. And now their latest quarterback is so riddled with controversy that they are literally the butt of all jokes across the NFL.
Right.
I don't know if I would miss it.
So, but.
I would miss the Browns.
They would be leaving a fan base that's not apathetic to them.
Right.
They are the Browns are 1, 2, 3, and 4 on the list of the important things going on in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they, I mean, so you know, listen, the Guardians, which is a
right.
I still can't
they
get
made
to
the
use
playoffs
their name.
Last year, and they're not
and they've
as
been there a lot longer, but that's not Cleveland's team.
Right.
Cavaliers
in the playoffs, they're not as important
yeah,
as the Browns.
That's not
are.
Cleveland's team.
That's
I mean,
right.
Cleveland has an identity, which is the Browns.
So if you are the owners, where are you where would you take that team that is not going to be apathetic if you do the same things 5, 6 years down the road? Because it is one thing to say we're bad. It's another thing to say, yeah, and for whatever reason, everybody comes to the games.
Yep.
We sell out all the time. All of our radio stations talk about us all the time. They may not like what they're talking about, but they're never not coming. And so
I mean, they're just looking for the Haslams are looking for a measly $1 billion to build a dome stadium.
You know what the NFL's problem right now is? I said this for years and I got laughed at by people because I was told that Los Angeles was a lousy NFL city, right?
Yep.
And I said for years, they let those teams move, and they kept that market open for 20 years to be the carrot on the end of the stick that every owner in this league would use to get a new stadium from their public. Every single team that was looking to the public to build them a new stadium, they dangled Los Angeles out there just casually. They didn't threaten, but they, Los Angeles is nice. And I said, they kept that market open for that reason. And everyone said, no, they didn't. L.A. is a terrible NFL town. It's so much to do there. And I'm like, wait. How many people live in L.A.? And at the time, it would be like 14 million. I'm like, how many people do you need to be dedicated to your football team? 1 million? 900,000? You can't get that in that city? I was like, they're doing this for a reason. And sure enough, look
there.
Across the league.
I still don't know if the Chargers have gotten that.
Well, look across the league. Look across the league at new stadiums. Now, some of them didn't threaten, right? They didn't really dangle it. But Denver got a new stadium. The Steelers got a new stadium. The Colts got a new stadium. I mean, Jacksonville got renovations to their stadium.
You brought them up
Tampa
today.
Tampa Bay got a new stadium. Like, they all got new stadiums in the last 25 years.
And you brought it up today. Tennessee
is
moving forward with the new stadium.
Tennessee's getting a new stadium. Like, they don't have that anymore. They don't have that one big market that you would feel.
Unless
like,
they're spinning it this way. I mean, the only market that I could see that would house an NFL team that would be willing to take on an NFL team would be St. Louis.
St. Louis would be the one city.
Because there's a fan base. But you can't spin it, hey, these guys are going to spend, you know, millions and billions of dollars to build you a new stadium. We just have a rabid fan base that is looking for something.
I love St. Louis. I think it's a great city. But if I was a politician in any NFL city that was threatening to move to St. Louis, I would call their bluff.
Yep.
Especially if the team was popular. And I mean, I don't mean like certain teams that don't fill their stadiums. I mean, like a where there's a rabid fan base. Like, go ahead. Like, I'd love to see you sell that, because you're gonna run into probably the same problem.
Oh, you definitely will. I mean, that's why Gronky.
Gronky took the
Rams in the first place.
That city lost two teams.
Yes.
Right, because of the very reason you'd want to leave here, right? So, I always found that Los Angeles market story to be really more in depth than just not an NFL.
And you can't dangle the Vegas carrot anymore, because that would have been the new one.
That too.
Hey, America's playground. Look at the way the game is changing. Vegas is perfect for a team. I mean, there isn't another NFL team that you could. Or NFL or a city that you can say.
Jerry's never letting anybody go to San Antonio.
Nope.
I don't know if the Seattle Seahawks would let anybody in Portland.
Right.
Maybe. But I can't think of another place that is outside of St. Louis.
I mean,
St. Louis is probably the best.
The one that always constantly pops up too, Birmingham, is too small.
Oh, God, yeah, Birmingham.
You know, I mean, it's a huge fan base, but it's almost like, you know, by those rationales, Alabama wouldn't allow a team to go. Like, no, we dominate weekends here in the fall.
Exactly. Atlanta would probably have something to say about that too.
Yeah.
Nevertheless.
But yeah, but that, I mean, maybe go to Canada. I don't know.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's been thrown out there before.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills have been flirting with
Toronto.
And they're getting a new stadium, too.
Yes, they
Buffalo.
Are.
And the list goes on and on. And listen, don't get me wrong. I get it. You can't play in some of the dumps that they used to play in back in the day, right? And I personally am glad all the ashtray cookie-cutter 1970s dual-purpose stadiums are now out of existence. But
they should bring it back in Vegas for the Raiders and A's.
Can only go to the public well so much before people go, yeah, what about schools? I don't know. And maybe the homeless problem that we have in this city. Because that's what they tried to sell in Nashville. We could use this $3 billion for schools and affordable housing. And they're like, no, final four and Super Bowl.